I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. In the last episode, we heard the story of local mixed-media artist Danny Herrera. At the end of that interview, as with all episodes in this series, I asked Danny to pass on three different story ideas, of which I would pick one. Danny's choices were Betty Floyd from Handmade Toledo, Jackie Riley, who's a local jeweler, or Greg Justice, who Danny met through the organization Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio. Out of those three choices, I decided to interview.
My name's Greg Justice, and I'm a fine and professional artist here in Toledo, Ohio.
Greg is a modern impressionist painter. He resides in the Maumee area, selling and showcasing his custom pieces at local businesses, galleries, and many outdoor area shows through Northwest Ohio. His house is kind of like a gallery as well. I don't think I found a wall that didn't have a piece of artwork on it.
So this is what I like to call my Justice Gallery. And all that means is it's a bunch of paintings hanging up around my house because I have to put them somewhere, you know. So, for example,
some of Greg's paintings look fairly straightforward. In one painting, you can see a beach setting with sailboats rocking in the background. In another, you can see an apple orchard with rows of trees. The grass is lime green, and the bark on the tree is white. It's not so much the setting that makes these paintings interesting, but the technique. Greg says he rarely ever knows what he's painting until he's a quarter, sometimes a half of the way through it. He paints right out of the tube sometimes, squeezing the paint on the canvas, which creates a thick, almost raised texture. And the choice of color is very important. They're often wild colors and very bright shades.
What really gets me excited is when I see like this subtle green up against this pink color and how they're really responding to each other. It's almost like color candy to me visually.
This technique didn't appear out of nowhere. Greg studied fine arts at Kent State University and found during his time in school that he had a deep respect and admiration for a certain painter.
When I look at the artists I'm most influenced by, Van Gogh by far is the one who I love the most. His use of bright colors and thick paint and just working a lot of times with the paint right out of the tube, I just fell in love with.
Greg may add bright colors like Van Gogh, but he also creates strange shapes like Picasso. The next painting we look at involves a house. The house looked more like the last letter of the alphabet than a building, and even though I felt silly asking, I wanted to know why Greg saw it that way.
So a lot of it is just creating like little surprises and make you question what you're looking at. Like say, oh, that's a building, but why is that building moving? So it really kind of draws you in to the painting a little more so you can focus on trying to find aspects that you may like or dislike about the painting.
Deciding on whether to like or dislike a painting can be an easy process for some and a difficult one for others. But it seems that people are most opinionated and confused when regarding abstract art. I remember catching the beginning of this documentary on Jackson Pollock. The video opens with a woman describing how much she hates abstract art, that it made her feel stupid. Why could she not understand it while so many others praised it? Now, I never got to see the end of that documentary, so I wanted to hear what an artist had to say about that idea.
I mean, for as many like fans and followers as I have, I also have a lot of people who are absolutely horrified by my bright color. I mean, I think one of the funniest things was, you know, I've done a lot of outdoor art fairs and different things in the area. And one of the more interesting things you get to do is you sit on the side of your tent and nobody has any idea you're the artist. So you'll have people walk in your tent and they'll say comments like the look of my art and be like, oh, this guy's really happy. So there are seven kids in my family. I always had very supportive parents and had a happy childhood. So you just have people who, I mean, you're just going to like whatever art you like. So, I mean, if you don't like my art, I'm not offended by it at all. I mean, to me, just searching for an art that speaks to you, no matter what it is, that's really what's important.
Greg is honestly the most upbeat, positive artist I've ever interviewed. He seems genuinely happy and content in his work and the process it takes to create it, which seems a little uncharacteristic for an artist. I wonder, does he ever get painter's block? Is there ever a time when he feels uninspired?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, I think it's just like any job in a sense, you have to always keep your nose to the grindstone. And it's like, really, I've been doing a full-time artist solo as my career for, it's going to be 2 years in October of last year. So I've worked the day jobs of doing outside sales and marketing, working my 50 plus hours a week. So I have a deep appreciation of where I'm at right now to be able to help contribute to my family and, being able to do art full time. So that alone, not having to wear a tie, keeps a smile on my face every day.
That's a good answer. We're now at the end of the interview, so I have one last question to ask Greg.
What are your three connections for me to journey on with from this point?
I would definitely say, just because we talked about Cancer Connection Northwest Ohio, the other one I would recommend, his name is Nate Stiles, but he is actually a cook along with working full-time. And then the third person I would recommend is just another fellow artist named Aaron Bevins. He's just very humble and embraces everything that he's given.
Tune in next week to hear which story I pick here on the Rough Draft Diaries.